Podcasting from the Garden State, welcome to another edition of the New Jersey Legal Update, presented by Stark & Stark, a 100-attorney law firm with offices in Princeton, Cherry Hill, Philadelphia, and New York. The New Jersey Legal Update is a weekly podcast providing the latest information on legal developments impacting those living or doing business in New Jersey.
Hi, my name is Tom Onder, and I'm with the Franchise and Creditors Rights Group here at Stark & Stark. Today we'll be talking about what every franchisor needs to know about the new bankruptcy code. On October 17, 2005, Congress enacted the Bankruptcy Abuse Prevention and Consumer Protection Act, or the new Bankruptcy Act. The new Bankruptcy Act made numerous changes and revisions for both debtors and creditors. One group primarily affected by this change is franchisors. Today we'll be speaking about really three rights or three areas that franchisors should concern themselves with. One, the plan and how they are treated under the debtor's plan. Two, their rights for reclamation of goods. And finally, the debtor's assignment or rejection of the lease, or really the franchise agreement. Prior to the new Bankruptcy Act, franchisees could file a plan for reorganization. However, they also had the ability to try to extend the deadline in which they had the ability to file a plan exclusively indefinitely. Although franchisors and other creditors could object and try to limit this extension of time, courts were generally very liberal in granting the extension for franchisors to file their plan. At the end of the day, this meant that creditors and franchisors could be left waiting around while franchisees use delay tactics to try to reorganize themselves. Under the new Bankruptcy Act, this extension period for the debtor franchisee is now limited. The debtor or the franchisee now has 120 days to file a plan exclusively. This period can only be extended up to 18 months. The upside of this is that franchisors and other creditors can now propose a plan, have a time limit, really, in which the debtor or the franchisee can try to extend this period. They can go ahead, the franchisor or other creditors can now go ahead and propose their own plan of how they're going to get paid. At the end of the day, what this is going to do is it should eliminate delays and try to speed up the bankruptcy process, because now the debtor knows that there's an end date in which they have to try to file a plan. And the franchisors also know what this end date will be as well. Another major change to the bankruptcy code that it's important to franchisors is their reclamation rights. Under the previous code, creditors were required to make a reclamation demand for goods no later than 10 days after delivery of those goods, or if the 10-day period expired, after the bankruptcy filing, no later than 20 days after delivery of the goods. This severely limited the creditor's ability to reclaim goods provided and set a very short time frame for creditors. For instance, if a creditor, such as a franchisor, received notice of the bankruptcy filing in one of its various departments, but the notice did not get to the right people until after the expiration period, the franchisor could be stuck without a reclamation claim. Typical items that franchisors may have for reclamation claims would be things like with their logos, such as napkins, towels, soaps, or other things. The importance of this is that for these reclamation claims, that if they can get these goods back, they can then ship them to other stores. Under the new code, franchisors and other creditors are now allowed 45 days to make a written reclamation demand after delivery of the goods. Or, if the 45-day period expires after the filing of the bankruptcy petition, no later than 20 days after the petition date. This provision gives additional time for franchisors to actually make their reclamation claim. However, franchisors and other creditors still must be very vigilant to make their reclamation claim in time, in writing, and correctly. The final area that we'll talk about here under the new Bankruptcy Act is the debtor's ability to assume and reject the lease. For franchisors, this really comes down to the franchise agreement. The new code basically provides a shorter time period for debtors to assume or reject their leases. Franchisor should primarily be concerned with the monetary as well as non-monetary defaults that can accrue under the franchise agreement. For franchisors, the lease is just invaluable. If a franchisee is not paying his royalty fees and is in breach of the lease, the franchisor basically wants to get the franchisee out of that space as soon as possible, and also if possible to replace somebody in that space with a new franchise. Under the old code, the debtor had 60 days from the petition date to assume or reject their lease. However, they could receive extensions indefinitely, just like we talked about earlier with the debtor's bankruptcy plan. Basically, this meant that debtors could continue to use delay tactics and keep franchisors or other people who were concerned with the lease at bay while the debtor decided what they were going to do in either accepting or rejecting the lease. The new law requires that debtors assume or reject a lease within 120 days of the petition date, with a maximum extension of 210 days. No further extensions are allowed under the code unless the lessor actually consents in writing. For franchisors that are also landlords, this will basically give them increased leverage in renegotiating with the debtors. For the debtors to get an extension, if the franchisor is also the landlord, they'll have to go and deal directly with the franchisor landlord to get this written approval. In addition, the new code also offers greater clarity on non-monetary defaults. The new act states that non-monetary defaults under a property lease do not have to be cured before a business can emerge from bankruptcy if a cure is impossible. However, if a non-monetary default relates to the debtor's failure to operate the business, the debtor must cure the default by compensating the landlord for any loss resulting under that default. What this basically means is that if the business goes black for a few days, the debtor needs to compensate the landlord for the damages incurred for being closed those days. Previously, courts held that the debtor would not be able to assume a lease because it would be impossible to cure that non-monetary default. In addition to these three areas that we discussed, there are other numerous changes to the Bankruptcy Act. Although franchisors and other creditors can't stop a debtor from going into bankruptcy, there are things that they can do to be at least proactive and try to keep the franchisee on the right track and out of bankruptcy. Among these include, one, reducing royalty fees for the franchisee. If a franchisee is having difficulty meeting royalty fees because of poor performance at a store, then a franchisor may be able to help them out with an adjustment that could help them to get back on track. For such an adjustment, though, the franchisor can ask for increased scrutiny of the books and records as well as increased scrutiny of the franchise marks. The second thing, second practical tip, is that you can ensure that the franchisee is correctly marketing and complying with all franchise agreement. A huge sign that a franchisee may be having difficulties and is headed straight for the bankruptcy courts is that the franchisee is failing to properly display marks, pay the royalty fees or marketing fees, or adhere to policies and procedures specifically set by the franchisor. Again, increased scrutiny of these areas and proactive efforts to keep the franchisee on track can try to help keep the franchisee out of bankruptcy. Or, at least if the franchisee is heading to bankruptcy, it can alert the franchisor of this fact. The final thing that the franchisor can do is that they can closely monitor any goods that they may have for a reclamation claim. If the franchisee, again, is having difficulty in making the payments discussed before, it may be a good idea to set up increased scrutiny over the exchange of goods. Again, for a franchisor, these goods could be things like napkins, towels, soaps, anything really with the franchisor's mark or that the franchisor ships to the franchisee. By doing so, the franchisor will be able to, again, better monitor just the progress of the franchisee and quickly jump on any reclamation rights that they may have. The new code changes, the new changes to the Bankruptcy Act, again, they're extensive and lengthy, and they have a direct effect on how franchisors and franchisees operate. To ensure the franchisor's rights properly protect all your interests, It's important to monitor the franchisee and, to try to implement some of these practical tips. For more information on properly protecting your rights as a franchisor for when a franchisee is going to file for bankruptcy, please feel free to contact either myself, again, this is Tom Onder at the in the Franchise and also Creditor Rights Group at Stark & Stark, or Adam Siegelheim, also with the franchise group here at Stark & Stark. My phone number, my direct line is 609-219-7458, and my email address is tonder@stark-stark.com. Thanks, and again, please feel free to give a call or shoot an email if you have any questions regarding a franchisor's rights under the new bankruptcy code.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's installment of the New Jersey Legal Update by Stark & Stark. And be sure to join us each and every Friday for another insightful discussion. We'd like to hear from you. If you have questions, comments, or would like more information about Stark & Stark and the services we provide, email us at podcast@stark-stark.com.